Throughout my experience as a financial advisor, one of the biggest mistakes most people make with their money is that they don't have a financial plan. There's a powerful quote by Jim Rohn that says, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? They have planned for you. Not much. The same goes for your financial plan. If you're not in control of your money, if you're not in charge, then trust me, someone else will be. That's why today we're talking about financial plans.
Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth.
Now, what exactly is a financial plan? A financial plan isn't just a document or a spreadsheet. It's your financial future in blueprints. It's a living document. It's a comprehensive picture of your current finances, your financial goals and aspirations, and the strategies you'll use to pursue them. Today, I want to break down the power of having a financial plan. And by the end of this episode, you'll be clear on the next action steps you need to take. The benefit of having a clear financial plan is financial freedom. Financial freedom can happen in an instant. It's yours the moment you decide to create a plan and take inspired action towards your financial goals and aspirations. Imagine your financial plan as a map of a treasure hunt. On this map, X marks your financial independence, and all the spots along the way are milestones like paying off debt, buying a home, saving for retirement, and investing for your future. Each route on the map is tailored to who you are, your values, your lifestyle, and your financial situation. This map gives you not just the vision, but the steps and strategies to take to reach your treasure. Now, here are the steps to take to develop your financial plan. First, start by assessing your current financial situation. Start by laying out where you currently stand financially. This includes your income, your expenses, your debt, savings, investments. Understanding the starting part is crucial to finding out where you want to go. It's like stepping on the scale before going on a diet. You want to know where you're at before you start. And a lot of times, I just don't think we're willing to face the facts out of fear of feeling anxiety, unknowingness, avoidance, all those yucky emotions. But this is so important because it gives you a baseline. It gives you a fresh start. It allows you to forget and forgive all that's behind you and start anew. I have a free tool called the Financial Empowerment Snapshot that you can download on my website. We'll make sure to put a link below in the show notes. And using this tool will actually guide you through this process to look at everything on one sheet of paper. Next, you want to answer the question, what does financial success look like for you? Is it owning a home, retiring by 50, funding your kids' education, getting out of debt? We all have different goals. It's very personal to each of us, but it's really important to have clearly defined goals and direction for your financial plan. So I encourage you to brainstorm all the goals you have and then prioritize them based on what feels right for you. You may have short-term goals, long-term goals, so it's good to just get them all out on a sheet of paper. All right, the next thing is to create a values-based cash flow plan. This is so much better than a budget, I promise. And in fact, I call it the anti-budget method. It's your roadmap for spending and allocating your money to what feels most aligned based on what you value, based on what you want, and based on what your financial goals are. Your cash flow plan helps you prioritize your expenses, so that you can focus on your financial goals, not on a budget that restricts you and makes you feel in lack. This plan should help empower you for you to be spending money the way you want to be doing it, on things that's going to help you get to your financial goals. All right, next is invest wisely. No matter where you are in your financial journey, I encourage you to learn how to invest and to invest. Time is the biggest advantage we have with growing our assets, specifically investments. Diversifying your investment portfolio to balance the risk and ensure the best chances of consistent growth over time. These are all principles of investing. This might include stocks and bonds. It also could include real estate or other investment vehicles that align with your personal risk tolerance and your financial timeline. Okay, all these practical tools out there are really good, but what can get in the way is our mindset. So it's incredibly important to think about how we think about things, our mindset. Remember, all these practical steps are important, but mindset plays a crucial role in following through on your financial plan, getting back on track when mistakes or mishaps happened. Your relationship with money, as explored in my new book, Money Loves You, directly influences how effectively you implement your financial strategy and your plan. It's so important. Embrace the mindset that money is not just a tool. It's actually a resource. It's energy. It's something that's alive, that wants to love and support you towards you getting your deepest desires. The mindset shift can be the difference between struggling with financial commitments and staying on track with your plan and moving forward with confidence and clarity. It's so important to have a positive money mindset. And if you don't have it, if you are finding ways to sabotage yourself, I really encourage you to dig into these mindsets of wealth. Okay, so back to some practical strategies. Plan for taxes, especially if you're a business owner. Understanding and planning for taxes can save you a significant amount of money in the long run. This can involve simple tactics like setting aside money for quarterly tax payments that always seem to come at the wrong time. But if you're prepared, that will help. Or more tailored strategies like setting up self-employed retirement plans to help you reduce your tax bill. The main thing is to be proactive with taxes and not just think about it once a year at tax time. There's a lot of people that are reactive to taxes, and I want you to get ahead of it and have a plan for it. Okay, and lastly, review and adjust regularly. A financial plan is not set in stone, and the best actually adjust as your life changes. Your financial plan should evolve too. I actually recommend quarterly reviews of your planning will help you stay on track and allow you to make adjustments as needed. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And as we wrap up our episode, I encourage you to start thinking about your own financial planning, your own financial strategies, and what steps will you take? Sometimes it's just one little step that you can take to start the momentum going. So what steps will you take today towards building a financial strategy that supports your dreams? If you want to continue learning how to pursue wealth building strategies, make sure to subscribe for weekly episodes. And I would be honored if you let me know down below what actions you are taking to make a difference in your financial life. I will see you next week.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.